Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Andre Bennett, and here's what's happening. A second suspect has been arrested and charged with arson for the fire that spread into the massive Jones Road wildfire in Ocean County. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty has the latest.
The Ocean County Prosecutor's Office says a second arrest was made with a 17-year-old taken into custody. He's facing several charges, including aggravated arson and hindering apprehension. 19-year-old Joseph Kling of Waretown was previously arrested and charged with arson, and now new charges for hindering apprehension were recently filed. During a detention hearing, Assistant Prosecutor Gregory Lindsay argued for Kling to be held for trial, saying he's a danger to the community, and noted that Kling has simple assault charges still pending from January.
He put himself at risk. He put the other individuals with him at risk, gambled with the lives and well-being of the community when he lit that fire and subsequently did not put it out and knew it to be burning when he left.
The judge did not issue a ruling and adjourned the detention hearing until Monday. In the meantime, authorities are warning residents living in Lacey and Ocean Townships of scammers going door-to-door, charging up to $30,000 to remove the smoke smell from their homes, pressuring residents to sign loan agreements for their so-called services, which they falsely claim are covered under a FEMA disaster emergency. It's the final day for Crozier Chester Medical Center. The hospital is closing its doors for good after its owner filed for bankruptcy.
This is definitely an emotional moment for everybody. You know, what we have been seeing for the past 4 months, we struggled a lot. We are all hoping that, you know, we will be bought out.
That doctor joining his fellow workers today outside the hospital to say a final farewell. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more on the closure from Upland, Delaware County.
Crozier has been an integral part of this community for many years, and on its final day, former Chester City Councilwoman Elizabeth Williams stopped by and expressed her frustration at the hospital owner, private equity firm Prospect Medical Holdings.
They can just do anything to us and take our hospital away. I was born in Crozier Chester Hospital. Today is a sad day.
The plan heading into today was to transfer remaining patients to different facilities. The ER already closed on Wednesday. Flashing signs at the entrances indicated that.
County officials say ambulance services will be stationed outside the ER through next Wednesday to take patients to other hospitals. Authorities in Camden County are lauding two U.S. Army Reserve members for foiling a violent carjacking yesterday morning in Waterford Township. KYW's Nigel Thompson has the story.
Camden County prosecutors say the attempted carjacking happened just before 8:40 in the morning on Jackson Road near Waverly Avenue, close to the old Atco Dragway in Waterford Township. Officers at the scene learned that 45-year-old Ron Dean McDonald had driven his car off the road and crashed into the surrounding woods before getting out and allegedly attempting to carjack another driver passing by. Police say McDonald ripped the locked passenger side door open, got in the car, and demanded the 59-year-old woman driving take him out of the area. When the woman refused McDonald's demands, authorities say he began strangling her. It was at this point officials say the U.S. Army Reserve members drove by, noticed the assault in progress, and intervened, using a fire extinguisher to break the passenger side window of the car and remove McDonald before restraining him. Others passing by called 911.
The woman was taken to a hospital where she is in stable condition. McDonald now faces first-degree carjacking and kidnapping charges, among other offenses. He remains in the Camden County Correctional Facility ahead of a court date. A search party has been canceled, and instead a welcome home party is planned, as a cat stolen in South Philadelphia has been reunited with his owners. KYW's John McDevitt reports.
Ring cam footage showed Andrew Mojica and his wife Dominique's friendly gray and white cat named Artemis, or Artie, was stolen Saturday night by two teens outside their home near 15th and Hicks Streets. An air tag on Artie's collar pinged near City Hall. Drew jumped on his new Vespa and followed the ping to 25th and West Lehigh.
You actually caught up with them?
Yes, caught up with them, tried to approach them. You know, they peeled out, and then that's when they jumped off the collar with the air tag on it.
An adult woman and two juveniles in a white Durango were able to get away. On Friday morning, ACT Philly called the couple and said a cat was turned in as a stray and it may be their cat, and asked for the microchip number to confirm.
We're reading each number and she didn't stop us. By the end, we paused, like, did we win? And yeah, it matched. We got him.
You won the lottery.
Yeah, we won the lottery.
It's like a 15-digit number. We just kept reading it. We're like, she's not stopping.
Artie is resting comfortably at home. A police investigation into the theft continues. And that's the All Local. I'm Andre Bennett. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker, just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now, and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.